We are live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Suzette, and I'm the WordPress evangelist over at Media Temple. And I wanted to talk a little bit about evangelism today, what it is. That's the question that I get asked the most is, what is evangelism? What exactly do you do? And what I do is I love WordPress a lot. So I advocate for WordPress as a platform, as well as for the community. And I do this by helping to organize different events, also being visible at different events. And it's a lot of fun. And so far, I've got to speak at 6 different WordCamps, and I've got to meet people that I've followed for years on Twitter. It's an amazing opportunity, and I'm glad that Media Temple has been letting me do this because it's really fun. My name is Suzette Frank, and the Dradcast starts now.
From the depths of internet magic and the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's tough.
You know what time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
Drad.
For the Dradcast, bringing you the latest in WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop. Talking shop with community leaders and innovators.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
Yes!
Now, we bring you your favorite Santan alumni. The craziest prior military geeks you'll ever meet. Well, Trey Armada and Brad Williams. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
I think Brad started drinking a little early today and was a little...
Ooh, what happened there?
Press the button and mute the
air trigger.
World's longest intro gets snapped at about minute 3. Holy cow. Well, hey, listen, we're at episode 17 here of the Dradcast. And we're here with Suzette Frank, one of my all-time favorite Orange County people. So exciting to have someone from my local community here and someone that advocates for WordPress as strongly as I do, but in more of a formal role. Brad, how the hell are you, my brother?
I'm good, man. Good. I want to know how Suzette is. Suzette, what's going on over there?
Oh, I'm just having a great time. I'm just keeping super busy. I spoke at a meetup last night, and then I'm going to Chicago to speak at a WordCamp, and twice in the same day on Friday, actually.
So I don't miss that right now. It's good to have a little lull in my schedule. What was it earlier this year? I think in February sometime. I had like 8 or 9 speaking engagements over 10 days.
Yeah, so, I remember that. Now it's
I've done. Wow.
It's so much fun doing it, but it really drains you, right? Like after even just a few consecutive days of doing, whether it's podcasts or meetups or WordCamps or whatever it is, like it's fun and we love it, but it can definitely take it out of you. So hats off to you guys who are doing it like day in and day out. Suzette, Dre, you guys are killing it out there.
We got to do it, but first
it's fun,
we got to keep doing it. I tell you, it's a good thing for all of us. But the first thing we got to do today, beyond that, is find out what we're sipping on. So I want to know what you guys are sipping on today. What you got? What you got going on over there, Suzette?
I have Mike's Harder Lemonade. I wish I liked beer because it seems like it would be fun to drink beer, but I don't. So I drink girly drinks. So that's what I'm
drinking.
Drink
what you like. I didn't know they had a harder lemonade. So that's obviously
that's harder
than regular hard. It's like harder.
Warning. There's even a warning on there.
I love it. I will try that just because.
They're leaving the door open for Mike's Hardest Lemonade, which is coming out next year. Right.
Oh boy, that could go so many places that we're not going to attempt to even touch on this episode. Brad,
don't
what are you sipping on?
Lemonade, my friend.
Oh, no, no.
I'm actually, really, really, really pulling for the team. The Phillies, they're killing me this year. But I got my Blub Soda, my blueberry club soda. I'm out of grape, so a lot of people ask me about grub soda. I'm actually out of grape, so I'm doing what I can with my blueberry.
Hey, rock and roll.
We got delicious.
Dre. We're gonna have to have one of those soon. One of San Diego's finest. I'm still rocking the Stone Up Pale Ale, which is delicious, and I can't get enough of. I mean, come on, it's a craft beer from the local area. So excited!
We went there last night. It was awesome.
I know.
Although Dre, awesome. I got to be honest, you're getting a little repetitive here. You got to mix it up a bit. I feel like you've had Stone the last few weeks.
But it's so delicious.
It is delicious. I'm not arguing that point. But let's get right into the sponsor tonight. Tonight's sponsor is Gravity Forms. You love them. You know them. Gravity Forms version 1.7. Suzette loves them. Everybody loves them.
Everybody loves Gravity Forms.
Seriously. Yes. Version 1.7.6 was just released yesterday.
Wow.
So get out there and get it. Got a nice A lot of fixes and a lot of additions, too. A lot more hooks, some meta, some all sorts of things you can do. They got a nice blog post that details it out, so check it out. Go to gravityforms.com. And if you're not using those plugin, what's wrong with you, man? Get it.
Man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You have to. It's mandatory.
If you're listening to the show, you have to go buy Gravity Forms or you're not allowed to listen.
Yeah. The developer license, too. It has to be the developer license. That's the most awesome.
Don't cheap out on us.
Speaking of that, you know what's cool about that is like this is like my fourth year or something renewing. I've had it for like ever, and I just got the email that I'm up for renewal. They gave me like 50% off for renewing. Like,
That's crazy. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, you don't see many services or products that are giving like that big of a discount. Hey, to renew.
I was grandfathered in. I bought it, the developer license, I think, in the first year, which was flat rate for life. I feel like I need to send them more money. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know I don't have to, but I'm gonna send Gravity Forms more money.
Yeah,
it's like Gilligan's Island.
Well, think about it. I mean, they send me the email 50% off, and I'm going like, dude, I would have gladly paid you, you know, whatever your going rate is now. It's super worth it.
They know what they're doing. Anybody else in the premium space, that's who you need to watch.
Yes.
And Carl, we'll send you the invoice for these last 5 minutes of us.
Yes, I think it is. If we say Gravity Forms more than 10 times, we get like 20 bucks a pop or something.
Carl comes out of the mirror and like chokes you.
Oh, wow. Oh man!
And with that,
let's move on. I want to learn a little bit more about Suzette because Suzette, you know, I met you here. Wow, it's probably been a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah.
And I want to say that it was at WordCamp Orange County, not the meetup at which we've seen each other all over the place since. But it's been quite a while. Where did you kind of fall into the whole WordPress scene? Being that what now you've got a formal evangelist position with one of the premier hosting providers out supporting WordPress. I want to talk about that transition from kind of where you fell into WordPress, how you became involved with the community, and how you became such a driving evangelist in Southern California and the world alike.
Well, I kind of started, I've been doing web development just in general for like 18 years, and I didn't actually discover WordPress until about 5 years ago, and I didn't know, but that was going to totally change my life. I had a client that was using Blogger. That's how it started. They were using Blogger, and I said, well, I heard about this new software called WordPress. I want to try it out. You know, maybe we should use that. So I set it up, and it was awesome. I didn't really know very much about it at the time when I set it up, but then more requests came in for WordPress sites. So I had a few more, and I got more opportunities to work with WordPress. And then I got a job where that's in a theme shop where that's all I did was just build like custom themes, like for 3 years, like amazing amount of like 200 or more sites, like literally 200 sites.
So you would take their framework or their actual theme stuff, or was it like a services company? Was it an actual theme company?
It was a development company, and it used to be an IT company, but we would take either, we were in the process of converting over a lot of .NET Nuke sites. And we had the Rotary sites were our clients, so we had all of the Rotary sites. We had a bunch of senior homes. We would also code from PSD or just from flat HTML, whatever it was. But it was just a really great learning experience because I was exposed to such a broad range of horrible customers.
Well, the customers in
not horrible, but they were like very demanding.
So your background's you are essentially a designer. I kind of say designer, but like a front end developer.
More CSS heavy. I'm code heavy, but more on the CSS side than PHP. Right. Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. So I was doing that, and then that kind of fell away because they weren't really charging enough for custom themes, and it was taking too long to make custom themes. So luckily, at the same time, I saw – oh, wait, before that all happened.
Back to bust up a minute.
Yeah, during that time, I heard of OC WordCamp, and yes. my friend was telling me that it was this great thing and I should try to go. And the first year went around and I didn't go to it. The second year came around and it was sold out. And then Jeffrey Zinn had put a call out for Buddy Press speakers. And I volunteered. I had never been to a meetup or a WordCamp. And I had 2 weeks to prepare a WordCamp speech for Buddy Press. And that was at the Orange County 2011 where I met Trey. And that was pretty awesome. And that was my whole introduction to the community. And then so then I found out Steve hosted, Steve Zangut hosted the local meetups over at Zeke. So I started attending those. And I just really fell in love with it. I started my own meetup. I had my own meetup at my old company where I would teach just a lot of different things about WordPress.
So a little bit, well, just a tad bit of WordPress. So yeah. this has been something that's been kind of moving along the last couple of years, 2-3 years now.
What I got from that story is that OC needs a bigger venue and to sell more tickets because like it seems to be a common thread. Like it's because it's an awesome event, awesome people. But every year they sell like this. What is it, less than 24 hours this year?
No, it was three hours or something, dude.
3 hours. It's because of Brandon Dove and Jeffrey Zinn. They are awesome.
Brandon and Jeff, guys, bigger venue. You got to think bigger.
Yes.
I think the last year that I organized San Diego, we had the going record of 11 hours, and they blew it out of the water. I mean, it was ridiculous. Yeah, they're both beasts, man. You got to love them.
Yeah. It's going to be such a different process to organize for a bigger group of people, though.
Yeah, I know. Once you take that next step up, I think the venue or their size is around 200, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's roughly about 200, and I think they want to double that or something.
Yeah, you go up to 300-400, it's a whole other ball game because double the people, double the the food, double the tickets, double the shirts, double everything. A lot more to do. Not to say it's not worth it, but just, I know why a lot of camps like to stay smaller in size. But didn't want to derail the conversation. Just Brandon and Jeff, get with it.
I think the other thing you got to consider there is the level of personal feeling and interaction that you get at these camps when you start doubling in size. It certainly changes the amount of discussion and interaction.
Yeah, that's another dynamic that happens.
But Jeffrey and Brandon, sick. They're so super awesome, and they put on a great event.
True.
Evangelizing. We can evangelize for them all day. We can evangelize for WordPress in the sense of community, but you're doing this formally now. So this whole transition from being, in the web community and servicing for 18 or 18 plus years into learning about WordPress, servicing customers there, getting involved into the community, and now you have a formal position as an evangelist.
Yeah.
Explain how that happened and how awesome is that?
How do we sign up? I'm down for evangelism.
I saw an ad. So that other, the theme shop, they kind of folded because they weren't charging enough and it was taking too long to do customization. So then I was just going to do my own thing because I had done that for 5 years before and it wasn't a big deal. But there was a WordPress evangelism position and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Huh.
I just like, what the hell is that? That sounds like me. I need to do this. And then I looked and it was in Culver City. So I didn't apply for a whole month and then I kept seeing that popping up like in every search I did for WordPress, it would pop up. So I'm like, okay, I got to apply. So I applied and it's quite a process. It's an awesome process that you go through, but it's like several interviews that you go through and test. And I think what really clinched it was that I have a license plate that says Heart WordPress on it. And I told them that in the interview and they're all like, oh, that's all I need to hear. So I got the job there. And then they pretty much told me that they wanted me to go to WordCamps and meetups and be visible in the community and do what I was doing before. Because this is really the kind of work I was doing before. But now it's a lot more. I'm able to do it full time and it's pretty awesome.
You know, that sounds like a horrible gig. I don't know why anybody would sign up for that.
Trey, awesome. I'm with Trey. Like, where do I sign up? But so, like, I'm curious. Walk me through, like, a 9-to-5. Like, what is it? Or do you have a 9-to-5? Is it really just
it
kind
depends.
Of you're out there
it
doing
really
what you do?
It depends on, because I go to about 2 to 3 meetups a week. So it depends if I'm speaking. Wow. If I'm speaking, then I'm probably preparing my presentation. So I'll usually just VPN from home on that day and then come in for a few hours. But normally I'll just come in and then I'm just, I do a lot of social media wrangling, what I like to call it, a lot of promotion, writing articles, research. And I want to get a lot more into formal contribution as well because I think that's very important.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, right, Dre? I mean, come on.
Brad, do you need a WordPress evangelist? Because I'm applying. Listen, I have a WordPress tattoo. Can I roll with you? I'm in.
Every day I'm shuffling.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to shuffle every day.
It bites me that our world of WordPress has come to the point where we actually have formal evangelists, and then we've got really awesome ones like Suzette that I know you by your smile and your awesome talk about WordPress. Like, you're always such a big breath of fresh air in terms of, well, talking in general, but talking about WordPress. We've gotten to the point in our community where we now are able to build careers and build job recs around evangelizing for such a wonderful platform. I congratulate you, one, on getting the job. No one fits that better in my mind than you. But that's really exciting, I think, for us as a community to know that we're getting to the point where we need to be able to push out to the community that way. That's exciting.
Yeah, I would encourage like more people like and more companies to have this type of position, because I think like people that are dedicated to contributing to the community are just really important. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and I mean, it doesn't, to me, it's like it doesn't really matter unless a community is involved. Like, really, you have to look outside of yourself to the community and what is this doing for like the whole community. And so that's where I'm focusing my efforts.
Love yeah, it. And it's interesting because, you know, you obviously work for Media Temple, but we've also noticed, I've noticed a lot of similar positions at other large hosting companies, you know, Bluehost, GoDaddy, HostGator, DreamHost. I think a lot of them just, and this is pretty recent, like in the last year and a half, right, that a lot of these companies are kind of realizing, hey, WordPress is big and it's here to stay, and a good majority of our customers are WordPress users. We need to be more active in the community. I mean, do you know what changed? Do you think it was just the amount of users that started using WordPress, or you think there was something else that happened like a year or two ago where they kind of said, hey, we should focus more on this?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I know that, like, as far as, like, God figures, that, like, Mike Schroeder is, like, it as far as being an evangelist, and his contributions to the community, and now Mika's also, has just been, like, completely awesome. And I think that people like them really are leading by example, and other companies need to follow suit. So maybe they are, and I think that's an excellent thing.
Well, and I think even beyond that, you've got such a different dynamic there in terms of not the evangelist part, but their contributions back to the community, right? One is contributing core patches. The other one is just the person that kills it on the forums and plugin reviews and that type of stuff. It's just very different what they're giving back to the community, right?
I mean, there is, like, it's actually, once I got into it, there is such a broader role that could play. I mean, there's internal, there's external, there's plugin developers, there's, like, all of these different things kind of come into play, and they could be separate areas on their own. So I think there's a lot of room for new types of different positions to open in the WordPress economy.
So that said, it's a wonderful story to hear kind of how you got involved with WordPress and then moved into a formalized role. And I'm glad to see that working, because I think it works out to all of our advantages as community members. What's next? What do you see? What is your vision in expanding your role and your commitment to the community?
My commitment to the community is to, I'm actually looking at doing a few different events, and one is a WordPress meetup for artists that's going to be held at an art gallery, because for like 10 years I belonged to the lowbrow art community of Los Angeles, and so now I've always done WordPress for artists and stuff, so to give them the tools to actually do a WordPress site themselves, because a lot of them can't afford it, so that's why I couldn't sustain that kind of career, because artists are known for not having money, so yeah. They don't pay, but I do have a killer art collection.
There you go.
Really killer. Awesome. But so my idea was just kind of marry those two communities and get them working together, because I think that there's a lot that each of the other community can offer each other. So I see that as like one possibility.
I love it. I want to see
growth. I was really hoping you're going to say, you know, Movable Type needs to bring in like the best WordPress podcast out there, and they're really looking for the two guys leading the charge, but maybe next year we can always shoot for the stars.
And right? The other thing that I want to see happen too is more collaboration among different people that would normally be competitors, because I think there's enough room in this space for like everybody, and I think collaboration with like-minded people kind of trying to achieve like the bigger goal is like freaking awesome. So I would just love to see that happen. I would love to facilitate that happening any way that I could, you know, because I just think that's That's just
different. That's like the open source. I feel like the open source idea in a nutshell, right? Like, and yeah, I feel like everyone around open source gets it, and then we're trying to get everyone else to realize that. Like, we don't have to compete. We can help each other. We can help each other lift each other up to be amazing. Yeah, and I feel like everybody in the WordPress community gets that, which is so cool.
Don't change the player, change the game.
Yeah, I'm really passionate about open source in general, just like the whole idea of it, the whole idea of like so many people contributing to the same thing and catching each other's mistakes and just like that whole creative process, because you can make something fabulous on your own, but like as a group of people, it's just kind of like cumulative, you know, it's just kind of like Valium and beer or something, I don't know.
Well, it is. It's about influencing positive. It's about influencing growth. It's about influencing free as in beer. And we'll get into some of those discussions as we move into pressing news for the week. But first, I want to talk about our sponsor for pressing topics of the week, which is WPSessions.com. Another way to educate the community, right? WPSessions.com features live training from well-known experts in the WordPress community. Whether you want to build a better business, write better plugins, design better themes, or do just about anything else with WordPress, WPSessions.com will get you there. So on July 13th, you can join Corey Miller, Chris Lima, and Carl Hancock, which is that's a hell of a lineup, if you will. They'll be giving out some excellent tips on building a WordPress business. So if you're looking at kind of venturing into growing from that one-person shop into a bigger business, or just organizing what you're doing, you need to go to listen to these folks at WPSessions.com. Decades of real-world experience there with these folks. I think they're going to kill it, and I think WPSessions.com is doing a really good job of coming together to build a pretty solid track of topics for a wide range of people involved with WordPress. Wow. I'll tell you, it is about the overall community and building that and evangelizing that, growing that. But really, sometimes from within, we get some bad attitudes, don't we? We get some funny business going on, and we just...
Yes, we do, Dre. Yes, yeah, we do.
We got to work we gotta work away from that. Hate is bad. There was an article...
Got a perfect sound clip for that.
Yeah, hate is bad. Well, WP Daily put out a post named "The WordPress Community Needs an Attitude Adjustment." Wow. Well, I think that's a pretty bold title. I think it's more.
You got me. Well, you got me, WP Daily. You got me with your headline.
Hey, listen. I think it's more pockets of people or individuals that maybe need a swift kick in the ass than the whole community in general in terms of attitude adjustment. But what's your guys' take on the article here?
I think the community, I haven't really run across like too many people with an attitude in the community, so I didn't really agree too much with it.
Hey, nice to meet me. <Just kidding. laughs> I like to, you know, I like to think I don't have an attitude, but I've definitely had some heated debates on Twitter, and I have a strong opinion, and I like to stick behind my opinion and my ideas. In my opinion, this article is based on a lot of what you see on Twitter, and Twitter is a terrible place to have an argument. Terrible. And yet we see people day in and day out arguing religion and politics and like these really deep topics in 140 characters. It's like you're not going to get anywhere. You're not changing anybody's mind. All you're doing is pissing each other off. Like, you know, if you really want to get into it, write a blog post. You know, put it on your site. Put some big detail. Tell us all you want to tell it in that blog post. Don't send out 50 tweets in a row about how you believe one side and the other side is completely wrong. And I think we see that in WordPress. And honestly, a lot of it comes from passion. When you're passionate about something, whether it's WordPress or open source or politics or religion or whatever it is, you're going to defend it. You're going to defend your ideals around that. And I don't fault people for that. I just think sometimes the way these arguments and conversations happen aren't in the best using the best platform to do so.
I think it goes beyond that. Sometimes it's tone and the way that it's delivered, content delivery, or any kind of communication.
That's a dumb statement, Dre. Let me just kidding.
Well, the way that it's delivered, right? Certainly, the platform's going to have influence. You know, you're on Twitter, you're sitting down to enough characters to write a sentence. I mean, context is going to be challenging there. Tone is going to come across a bit interesting. Mm-hmm. I think the overall takeaway for me in this post is, look, it's okay maybe to have the arguments. I mean, maybe to an extent he's kind of limiting that, but I think he's talking about the way that we communicate with each other. It's okay to have these arguments in these debates, but maybe we should do it in a more productive way, and maybe we will be able to influence the other side in whatever case to maybe at least see our point and regard that as something of value versus just disregarding it because of tone or misunderstanding. Now, to that point, I think that Jeffro on WordPress Tavern wrote and added on about bad attitudes not being welcome. I think he contrasts that by saying, look, I think that was the overall tone in terms of, hey, we just need to be a little bit nice to each other, but not at the sake of limiting the discussions altogether. Shutting up and not talking about these things is certainly not going to be healthy for the short-term and long-term of our community and the growth of our community. So we need to get these discussions out there. We need to talk about these things. How do we do that in a more productive way? I certainly would like to see more productive discussions versus the back and forth, you know, chitter-chatter and yapping, which really doesn't do anything but give bad sight to the platform and the community as a whole from an outside in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think a great example of probably the right way to do this that I've seen recently was the back and forth between Jake Goldman and Chris Lima on Business Tracks at WordCamps, yep. Right? So Jake voiced his opinion.
Yep.
A lot of people didn't agree, including myself. And Chris was very vocal as well. Chris wrote a blog post and said, hey, here's my response. I wrote a blog post, summarized everything he wanted to say. Rather than send him 50 tweets, put it in a blog post. Jake, you know, had a very thorough, thought out comment responding, you know, agreeing with some points, disagreeing with others. They ended up going on the Matt Report, mattreport.com. Matt, I know you're watching. and had a nice debate, and it was very civilized. They both said, it, look, you know, there's certain areas we agree, and there's certain areas we don't, and we can walk away knowing that. I think that's a great example of how it should go.
That's healthy. What that shows is a progression in the way that we are going to be considerate to each other as professionals and people that are really fond of growing this whole thing.
Yep. That could have very easily ended badly, very easily, on either side. Either one of them could have said, you know what, screw this guy, and just started blasting them. And we've seen it time and time again from people. And they didn't. They were very professional. I think overall the conversation benefited from it, because rather than just getting heated and start calling each other names and not going anywhere, they actually had a really good conversation about it and talked about the benefits and drawbacks to these business tracks at WordCamp. So, I think that's a great example of how these conversations should go.
Certainly. And I hope to see continued efforts to progress discussions in a more intellectual way. Again, I think it's more productive than the little jabs that we see taken often on and often out of context. Yep. On Twitter.
Yeah, I think you get involved because you are so passionate about it, but it's important to remain that level of professionalism no matter what, because you never know who you're working with might be somebody that you need to work with in the future. So you just really need to just stay professional and keep it like on the level, but discussing it, I think, and bringing it out in the open is a great idea, productively.
There's no reason you can't disagree. I mean, there's absolutely no reason you can't disagree. Oh, some people have a very hard problem with
it. You know what, in fact, you and me, brother, on the Matt Report, we take it down.
Oh, yeah. Now it's happening. Now it's happening. We're on the Matt Report, so it's official. But yeah, I mean, I think it really goes back to we're all very passionate about what we do. And if you weren't passionate, you're in the wrong industry. You're on the wrong business.
Yeah, for sure.
You need to
go find something.
We're very
else.
Passionate. Yeah, and that comes across, especially when people are going back and forth on track tickets and what should and shouldn't go into WordPress and really around design. I mean, look at MP6 when everyone was pushing that in. I mean, that was a go back to that ticket. That's a walk down memory lane that I want to forget. But it's you know, it's passion, because we want to see the absolute best thing, the best outcome as far as how we see it, right? We want that to happen. So I get why people do it. I think we all just need to remember we're all human beings. You know, 140 character blasting of Dre because the angels suck. that's not productive, you know. The Phillies sucks.
No, yeah, and in any kind of growing community, this is going to happen. This is normal for people to kind of clash and fight.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like normal, right? So, I
mean, yeah, exactly. But well, plus, how you handle it.
We all love each other.
Not for nothing, I'm also a lot bigger than you, and we'll put you in an arm bar. So if you want to roll, brother, let's get it on. Well, hey, you know what? There's always room to move on. Oh, it's going to happen one of these days, dude. A heated debate between Brad and I don't know how that'll happen, but it will happen. Listen.
It'll go down to the Santan.
Yes. It's going to happen live. Dude,
it's going to be a sloppy fight.
We got to do it before happy hour, not afterwards. You know, you got to grow a little bit of thick skin and be, like you said, Suzette, be a little bit more professional, and I think it'll carry us a lot further than the jabs that we throw. If not, you always have the option to hit the switch and roll out the Joomla, roll out the Drupal. They'd be more than happy to take you on, and you know, you'll be happy there, just like you were. Dude, go with it. So there's a lot of people switching these days, huh, Brad? You like that? There's a lot of people switching these days. Almost like this guy from Google you might be familiar with, the infamous Matt Cutts, recently switched from Thesis to StudioPress's Genesis framework. Holy cow. Now, what is what that means congratulations. one, Mr. Matt Cutts, possibly listening. No, probably not. Congratulations and kudos on moving away from Thesis. Personally, I'm not a fan. Genesis, I think will take you a further distance than you would have ever expected with Thesis. You'll be quite happy there. What do you guys think about the move?
I'm not a big user of frameworks, but Genesis, to me, like I've always heard, like the best to work with is Genesis. But it is completely different than working with like regular WordPress. So it's like all actions, hooks, and filters. And I just prefer to keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Kiss. Yeah.
That's right.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Sucker.
No, I get it. I definitely understand. Like frameworks, I enjoy frameworks, but I know there is a there's a certain learning curve to frameworks. I mean, you're in code at that point. It's code.
Yeah.
To do what you need to do, and sometimes it's a lot easier with a normal theme. You need to change an H1 to an H2. Open the file and change it. You know, in a framework, you gotta unhook something and rehook it. Like it's there's a steep learning curve. But there's also a lot of benefits of frameworks as well. So
yeah, there is.
I get that for sure. In my opinion, I've historically never been a big Thesis fan. Don't look at the first WordCamp presentation I ever gave because it may or may not be about Thesis. But you know, I was young. That was years ago. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I don't want to dig up that old crap. But it's just not. I'm not a fan either. I'm glad that Matt switched. Genesis is kind of, I think, I don't think there's any question. Genesis is the dominant framework right now
certainly
for
is.
WordPress. I think statistically there are over 100,000 sites, and that's probably a rough number because they can't track all the people running Genesis per se. So a lot of sites are using Genesis. Great framework. We use it a lot too. I love it. Glad to see Matt's move. I think, for me, when I read this, you know, I checked it out, but I was kind of skimming through the content, and what stood out as a more interesting topic, rather than him switching, was who actually built the theme and switched him, which was the Automatic Theme Team. And, you know, if you're familiar with the Automatic Theme Team, up until at least this, and maybe some others have happened that we haven't seen, they've always historically kind of worked on themes. They've worked on themes release on .com. They've worked on themes release on .org. They're behind underscores, things like that. So they work on things to kind of open, give back, release, .com, whatever. This is the first time that I have seen where they've actually done something that's more of a service-based, where they've actually built a theme and migrated someone from one to another, which, as someone who runs a service-based business, is interesting. So it's almost like Automatic dip their toe a little bit in the service-based business. So in my opinion, anybody running a WordPress shop that does theme development or design or migrations should be keeping a close eye on this, because this could turn into something.
Well,
did you guys pick up on that?
Yeah, you know, it's Matt Cutts. So it's not exactly your regular mom and pop shop migrating to a new, you know, this is a pretty big figure and persona in a lot of different online worlds. I think, yeah, twofold. One is that piece. Why? This is the first I've kind of heard, especially at that scale in terms of the size of the client and them offering those type of services. That would, if I was in the services world still, that would definitely raise my eyebrow. I don't know that I'd be overly concerned. Still a big market, still plenty of work out there for those type of folks. But it's definitely an interesting thing to keep your finger on the pulse type thing. The other thing is on the studio press front. Oh, you know, Brian Gardner's got to be happy to be able to say, yeah, no, it wasn't me. It's the automatic guys. They did a hell of a job. So that's a heck of an endorsement there in terms of them even just working with the platform and that type of migration. So
yeah,
it's kind of the two things that came up to my mind when I saw that.
It's interesting that they went with Genesis, right? I mean, versus something that they built like Underscores or...
We don't know the requirements there. We don't know what that discussion was. It could have been very well been that was the set. Hey, this is where I want to go. I need you to kind of move me that direction, and that's what happened. Who knows?
Yep. I don't know. I've met like a few of the theme team, and I just think they're super talented. So why not have them help with other stuff? Though?
That's what scares me. They're too talented.
Yeah, they are. They are. I know Constantine Oberlin. He's awesome.
He's great.
Worked on 2013 and 2012.
For sure,
he's a good guy. Yeah, it's like Dre said. I'm not concerned. There's definitely plenty of the pie to go around. There's no doubt about that. I mean, nobody's hurting. If you do good WordPress work, you're not hurting for work. You have more stuff come in the door than you know what to do with.
Yeah.
I as an owner of a service-based business, I just think it's something. It's interesting. It's something to keep the eye on. It's something to see. Does it go anywhere? Does it not? I kind of asked publicly, or I mentioned that it was interesting. Nason tweeted and said, it was a one-off. So that's what Nason said. Not necessarily an official statement, but that's what he said on Twitter. So he said it was kind of a one-off thing they did.
He's not an automatic employee, so I would assume, although there's connections there to Matt, he's not...
Yep. So it's definitely not official, but there's some weight with that. So it's maybe it was a one-off, maybe it's something I'm looking to get into, maybe there's nothing around it. It's just an interesting one way or the other. But at the end of the day, I'm glad to see Matt running a much more supported and supportive framework in this community. So,
you know, the other thing to consider, this is no real news to anybody that's been around the community and Matt's open discussions and thoughts around thesis and that whole camp over there. So the founder of founder of Automatic is Matt. Matt open. Is not a big fan of thesis and the whole licensing debacle that Chris and those that happened openly on Twitter a couple years ago. I could see that move, especially being such a large client or customer or figurehead moving from thesis. Away from thesis, I could see the move.
Yeah, and that honestly, I don't know about now. I haven't been on their site for a long time for the thesis site, but that was one of their premier kind of look who uses thesis names for years was Matt Cutts. So that's I know that's a big hit to their kind of marketing side of things. So that sucks for them, but it's awesome for Genesis. And again, Genesis supports the community, and the community loves Genesis. So. Good things come to those who are integral part of the community.
I can't believe they moved that though. That's awesome. Oh
this
boy,
awesome,
awesome, awesome, awesome, man. So a lot of crazy stuff going on. So this morning I wake up and I see in a couple different news sources some pretty big news from who is the first. Managed hosting provider, a WordPress hosting provider in the space. They have acquired another company, a new up-and-coming managed WordPress hosting provider named BlogDroid. Pagely acquired them for an undisclosed amount of cash and will be migrating all their customers into the Pagely platform. So, well, congratulations to both of those entities in our world for doing what they're doing. That sounds like it was a pretty good and exciting thing for both of them. And that's interesting to see that type of acquisition. I think it's the first of its kind in this space. Interesting to see how that develops. If it was an IP play for them to maybe integrate some of the stuff that BlogDroid had put into their platform. If there was a a big influence in terms of accounts that are being migrated over and footprint expansion there. Not quite sure, but what's your guys' thoughts on this whole thing? That's a pretty interesting move.
It is interesting. I think it's good that they're able to combine resources. So I think it's kind of a good thing because their services are going to become that much stronger because they have like everything that's coming from the old people now to Pagely. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super familiar with BlogDroid. Just, you know, yeah. Full disclaimer there. Like, I've heard the name. There's been some articles around. I've never hosted with them. I don't know anybody that runs the service. I think obviously it's a positive for Pagely, or they wouldn't have done it. So their website looks great. Like, they have a really cool looking website, great design. So I think it's a win for Pagely. I mean, how else can you describe it? It'd be interesting to know how many clients they actually have that are going to Pagely, and what those clients are going to think with that migration, because ultimately you're going to end up on the Pagely platform, Pagely management tools, things like that. But I think it'll probably be a win for both sides. But
it's interesting, I think, that this was the first acquisition of its kind where this has ever happened. I wonder if this is going to be a trend that we see happening more. If this
Well,
is
you like, tell us, Suzette. What do you, what's, I don't know anything what's the media temple on. Looking at over there?
Well, one thing I do know about BlogDroid is that they had integrated email and DNS services, which, to my understanding, no other major managed WordPress hosting provider offers at this point. So that said, it could be a good IP or intellectual property play and integration into the current Pagely engine. That's one of the things that I'm speculating because I haven't talked to Josh or any either of the camps at this point. But that might have been an interesting play. I don't know. The Blog World Droid is a large provider at this point. I know their founders. I met them last year. And
they just launched last year, didn't they? 2012.
If I'm not mistaken, they were buttoning up and launching here at the end of last year.
Okay, so they're still fairly new players in the space. I mean, you're talking 6 to 8 months, maybe. Yeah.
So it's interesting altogether.
We'll definitely keep an eye on it. I'd be curious to see where this goes. But you're right. I'm glad you mentioned that because I don't think this has happened before, where any WordPress managed host has actually been bought out, that, or at least one with a name that we've heard of. I don't know of any.
No, that's the first one I've heard to date, so that's pretty interesting to see where that goes. Yeah, but
we'll see if Suzette buys them out next week, so stay tuned.
I think I have some quarters in my pocket here.
it's cool. I'm going to work for Web Dev Studios as their WordPress evangelist. So I'm
the man on the streets, my friend.
The man on the streets. You've heard it.
It's cool, though. I mean, Pagely's off. Pagely is obviously getting bigger, getting larger, rolling in products like this, services like this. It makes total sense. So, I'm real interested to see where this ends up in 6 months or a year, but I think it's going to be a win all around.
Yeah, I think it's good for the community just to have different offerings and different things come about, and it's all good, I think. Good stuff.
Isn't that great? I mean, you got Suzette, who works for Media Temple, like praising another host. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, that's what we talked about earlier. It's all about community and
there's collaboration, not competition. Yeah, I mean, people that would be your competitors are now like, you're like, hey, did you try this code? And like, yeah, it does this.
I love seeing that among hosts because awesome. I feel like the hosting game goes back to the start of the internet and it's always been so cutthroat. Like, the hosts generally just hate each other.
Yeah, I'm not from that camp. I'm from the different camp.
And that's why I really like seeing hosts bring in people like you that don't have that mindset, that aren't like, screw everybody but us. You know,
I mean,
they're
it would be kind of like hypocritical if I wasn't like that, because I always love Shredder. I always love DreamHost. I've worked with like every host out there, and I've always had like a WP Engine account. So it's like I love them all, and I've worked with all of them, and that doesn't just stop just because I work for Media Temple. I just like find new ways to work with them. So it's pretty awesome. It's awesome stuff.
Well, it was just put out in chat that if I end up working as the man on the streets, the WordPress evangelist for Web Dev Studios, I have to wear a pink shirt. And my reply to that is that real men wear pink. So I
wear a pink shirt. I have a pink polo shirt. So I get
100% down with that any day of the week. Sounds good. Folks, I'd like
you know what? You don't want to tell Lisa that, because the next thing you know, a pink shirt showing up on your doorstep, and guess what? You're wearing it.
I friend. Will wear it for the I will. Well, depending, as long as it's in good taste. If it has a
you
weird
Duff wear pink fuzzy slippers, isn't she?
If it has the thesis logo, it will not be worn. I'm just saying. folks, that great segment there on pressing topics. I'd like to talk about our sponsor here, Gravity Forms, who you need to check them out and update. They just released some changes to 1.7. 1.7, what version is it, Brad?
1.7.6. Sorry, I was muted.
You're
it's like thundering
me,
now. It's like anarchy, so I'm trying to... Oh. I don't want that feedback going on the mic. 1.7.6 was just released yesterday.
And so go check it out. Go download it. If you're not a current Gravity Forms user, you're missing out tremendously. So make sure to go sign up today. It is the de facto standard in forms for WordPress. There's nothing like it. There never has been. There never will be. Gravity Forms, gravityforms.com. Bar tricks of the week. Let's talk about it over a cold one. Suzette, I'd love for you to intro.
There's no way we can top Suzette, so you might as well go first, because both of you are way better than what we got.
So let's see here. Should I do a screen share or just talk about it?
Just talk. Go talk to it.
Oh, okay. Let's talk
it out. We
there's
get a lot
one
of,
called,
thousands
of
audio listeners.
Distraction-free writing, distraction-free writing mode themes, and it is awesome because when you're in edit post and you put your screen into full screen mode, it shows a background like of a sky and mountains, and it's really tranquil. So that's pretty awesome. So you got to check that out. Distraction-free writing mode themes. It's kind of long, but it's worth it. And they also have the Matrix. And the second bar trick that I have is something that is called Fart Scroll. Yes, it's Fart Scroll. And what it does is when you scroll down the page, it makes obnoxious noises. So I have that on my site right now. at czfrank.com. You could see it in action there. But it's obnoxious, and I'm going to take it off. But it just goes to prove that you can make WordPress literally do anything. You can make it make obnoxious noises when you scroll down the page. So that pretty
now,
much sums it up.
Now, if it was if it became a scratch and sniff, I'd be very, very challenged. So I don't think WordPress is quite there yet.
Stop it. That's that plugin, if I'm not mistaken, was built by Ooze Richards.
He's built a lot of stuff.
Right. Yeah. So that's if you happen to pick up a book written by myself and Oz called Professional WordPress Plugin Development, you too could make a plugin called Fart Scroll and learn how to.
That should be a proud moment for you, Brad.
I feel like this should have been like
the
crowning achievement of this book, summed up on the whole, like right on the back cover.
Yeah, you need to
learn how to
that.
Build Fart Scroll.
Definitely.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You said Fart Scroll. I thought you said something like Farting Squirrel, which was equally alarming.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
You know what? If we could mix the distraction free and have a nice picture of a squirrel, and then also the fart scroll, we might have a winner.
Like those plugins combined. Yeah, yes. I think that would be a winner.
Fart distraction. No, I don't know. No, a better name than that.
Oh boy.
No,
a new
that is not the show
being
title.
Born right now.
No fart distractions. That's great. I'll go. I'll dive in. Where do you go from that? I'll say mine. It's no fart scroll, but it's a new plugin released by Justin Sternberg, the Sternberginator. It's a really cool plugin. It's actually a Jetpack add-on. So Jetpack has a pretty extensive slideshow capability built in, but one of the limitations on the slideshow is if you have a caption on your images that's really long, it lays on top of the image. So obviously, a really big caption is going to cover up the image. So he built this add-on that you can just install along with Jetpack, and it drops the caption below the image, and the caption will actually automatically expand as needed to fit the whole caption below the image. So if you have a paragraph caption, it'll just expand that box so it all fits nicely. Works really well as you scroll through your images. Really simple, clean plugin. It's just a nice little upgrade for Jetpack. So check it out. It's called Jetpack Slideshow Caption.
Yes. I am going to talk about TB testimonials. This is written by Travis, who's a beast. Travis Ballard out of Florida. He good guy, great developer, great product. I've used it on a few sites, including live on security.net's homepage now. And it's a powerful testimonial management plugin. What it allow you to do is output into templates anywhere, basically, on the site via short code or function, or you can include it as a widget, testimonials. So you can create CPTs with all of your testimonial data, including avatars, you know, name of the person, testimonial, the actual testimonial stuff, and then from there it'll include it, and you can shuffle it all sorts of different ways. You package it up nicely and style it to wherever on the site you want to output it, and various options to include it. Works really well. I would recommend you go check it out. That's TB testimonials. It's good stuff.
/ fart cool. Scroll.
Word up.
That is great. Dre, let's talk events, man. There are so many events coming up.
There's like
it's the calm before the storm, if you know what I mean.
A cubic ass ton, in fact. Yeah, there's quite a few events coming up. In fact, as quickly as this weekend is a pretty big one that, unfortunately, I'm not making it to this year. I've made it the last 2 years, which is Chicago. Holy cow, All-Star Cast. Suzette, you're going to be speaking twice, I think Friday.
Yes.
Which awesome. Is amazing. I know Chris Lima from the SoCal area is going to be attending as well. Yes. A lot of great speakers. They've put on
Lisa,
a wonderful
Saban event. Wilson, Brian Richards will both be speaking.
Chris Ford.
Listen, you've said enough. That's
Suzette, yeah. What are you speaking on?
Oh, I'm speaking on hosting and plugins is my first talk, and then the last talk is resources for reaching your WordPress potential. So nice. All the resources, it's like the best of the best from an evangelist. Yeah.
The evangelist.
I think it's going to be an epic event. Again, Heather and company over there put on a hell of an event the last couple years. In fact, she took it on. I think something happened where she took it on last minute, and it ended up working out for her. She did it again last year. Hey, it's a good event, and it's Chicago. You can't go wrong. So enjoy this weekend. I think it's going to be brilliant. Coming up next month, which Brad and I, Suzette, I'm not sure if you're going to be there at San Francisco.
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's game time.
I will definitely be there.
We are like, rocking some Mike's hardest.
I'm going to be drunk the whole time because I've offered to buy so many drinks and they've offered to buy me so many drinks. That
I love San Fran. It's a big blur.
did we go to San Francisco? Oh, yeah, it happened.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Wait, man. It's a who's who in July, 26th through 28th, right?
Yeah, and they actually, if you head over to the site, they announced the first round of speakers. Interesting how they're doing this. They haven't announced everybody. They gave about a two-week period from the initial announcement this in the last week in terms of all of these speakers that they're going to announce. But it's leading right into the event, so it's getting pretty close here. We should see what the lineup will look like.
I may or may not be speaking.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to hear, so let me know, guys.
Yeah. I
be prepared. Be ready.
Well,
I'll be there either way, but it would be nice to know.
Well, no, it would have been interesting to know as speakers, for everybody that submitted, to know a little bit more in advance, being that you still got to book stuff in the whole nine. So.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's July in San Francisco, which is prime tourist season, so everything's a little bit pricey getting out there, but I'm booked, I'm set, we're flying out the whole company, so we got all the web dev will be
nice.
There, so it'll be nothing short of chaos, trust me.
Yeah, I was
Lisa will be there, I'm so looking
yes,
forward
you
to
will.
That.
I was hoping my internship as the man on the street would start so I could shack up with you guys, but it didn't quite work out. That's cool. No, that's cool.
Yeah, sounds like there's a lot of shacking up going on for San Francisco.
Hey, yeah. All right.
Not
that kind of
moving
shacking.
On.
With that said, let's take it over the pond to October 5th through the 7th. Check this out. 2013, WordCamp Europe. If you're not going, you're going to miss out tremendously. I know Brad's going to be there. Dre Armada is going to be there. That is the Drad. If you're not going, you need to go. Oh, yeah, it is the Drad. So tickets went sale.
Yeah.
Tickets went on sale this week, so you need to go over to the WordCamp Europe website, which a quick Google search will find it. or you can go to 2013.europe.wordcamp.org and go get your tickets, folks. You need to pick it up now. People there, from what I'm hearing, that number seems to continually grow. I think they're putting on something pretty insane here, so I'd recommend you go check it out.
I can't wait. Yep, tickets are up. I can't wait. I feel like it's like San Francisco's right around the corner. Europe feels like it's really far away, but I really hope it gets there like that. Like, I just hope it shows up and I'm in Europe. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty much the same. So I would recommend you go. I think it's going to – it's – you know, the we don't give enough discussion and talk to the folks overseas outside of the United States in terms of the WordPress adoption and evangelism. And it's such a huge and thriving ecosystem outside of the U.S. that events like this really bring it to the forefront. And I think it's important for us to go and feel that, be a part of that, to see that continued growth and support over there. Because I think it adds a lot of positive nature to what we're doing here in the U.S. So I hope you get out there and go check it out. I can't talk enough about the European event. I'm very excited. VP of Crazy. Man, I like this. I'm reading the chat here. Sorry, folks. Listen, Pressnomics 2 coming up in October. That's shortly after our arrival back in the States from WordCamp Europe. Tickets are on sale for that as well. Dates were announced a while ago, so October 17th through the 19th. I hope to see you there. So this is a business-based event. It's the second one. It was a success last year. I will be there at this one this year, and looking forward to seeing you all there as well.
I'll be there.
All right.
I don't, awesome. Unfortunately, I do not think I'll be able to make it this year just because of how close it is to Europe. But we'll be sending Lisa will be out there representing WebDev, hopefully. So,
oh, nice.
Suzette, you and Lisa will probably be very tired of each other after all these events together. But
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. But, yeah, I really want to. It's just we're staying a little bit longer in Europe, so it's going to be really hard to do.
Yeah, there's a lot to see.
There sure is. Well, listen, we're closing up the show here, folks. I wanted to throw out there again because this makes me really sad. We want to wear your T-shirts on the air, and we've received not a single T-shirt.
I'm rocking some iThemes here, so if you want to be cool like iThemes.
So maybe it's Brad getting all the T-shirts and Dre's being pumped here.
Is there an address to send the T-shirts to? Because, I could hook you up with T-shirts for Media Temple for sure.
There you go. Well, we want your T-shirts, so you need to send them over. You can email us at info@dragcast.com. We will not only give you our address happily, we'll actually send you out some stickers. So hook us up. If you're holding a WordCamp, if you're holding a WordCamp and you want to hear this awesomeness, which is the Dragcast live at your event, let us know because we are taking up sessions at your local WordCamp. Suzette, man, great to have you. You are the epitome of awesomeness. Where can people find you?
This was awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. I blog at suzettefrank.com. That's Frank, C-K at the end of Frank. So people always get that confused. But I blog there about all the meetups and work camps I go to. So you can find me there on Twitter at MT_Suzette. That will work as well.
All righty. Bradford.
You need to follow me on Twitter because I'm getting pissed. Lisa has like 1,000,000 followers, and I have like 2. So Williams BA, follow me. No excuses.
Yeah, and then make sure that you follow Dre Meda at DREMEDA, folks. This is episode 17. We rocked it out with an awesome host, an awesome evangelist for our community that's continuing to grow in a formal capacity now. Suzette Frank, thanks for coming on board to represent Orange County and WordPress.
It's awesome.
Our pleasure. And, folks, this is Dre Armada signing off for the Drag Dizzle cast, yo.
Yay.
Booyah! There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes.
Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in.
Join Dre and Brad plus some new guest hosts next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast.
Yeah.